This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In a special report we did here before pandemic called Brains and Losses, I explored new science suggesting how aging can make some of us more susceptible to financial exploitation. Now there's news of a tool developed by researchers at Cornell and the University of Pennsylvania that helps social workers, Adult Protective Services, figure out quickly whether a person is able to make informed choices about a range of risks, including money scams. The system trains social workers to ask questions that get at three areas. Does the person understand the danger in general? Do they appreciate they may themselves be at risk? And do they have the reasoning capacity to protect themselves? Here with more is one of the researchers who developed the tool, Dr. Mark Lacks, Chief of Geriatrics at Weill Cornell Medicine and Director of Geriatrics at New York Presbyterian. Dr. Lacks, great to reconnect.
Nice to be back, David.
And so what you have is this Interview for Decisional Abilities, IDA. And, you know, it can't be too complex, right? The person is in the field.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So the Cornell Penn IDA is intended not to replace a formal psychiatric evaluation, but it's intended to determine if there's a concern, if there's difficulty whereupon this could be kicked upstairs, if you will, for someone to make a formal assessment.
So the first set of questions would be, are you aware that people can completely rip an older person off?
That is correct. So in the training, we actually have a financial example in which an older man, widowed, lonely, has gotten involved in sort of a May-December romance. Do you realize that there's a situation in which older people can have their money taken and be preyed upon? Oh, yeah, I've heard of that. I saw that on 60 Minutes or 2020. He has a general understanding. Do you think this could be happening to you? Appreciation. Well, I did notice that there have been withdrawals from my checking account, and I let my new girlfriend use my ATM card and say, use it for groceries. But I've noticed now that larger amounts are disappearing. So there, too, it's a reasonable example that there's a personal appreciation. And then reasoning would be the third step. How do you think we could mitigate this? And the answer might be a trusted adult child or an attorney who could handle these matters. That's a reasonable plan as opposed to saying, this person I've known for a few weeks loves me deeply and I don't need a plan because this is not happening to me. And again, I sort of reiterate, David, that this is not meant to replace a very serious legal intervention like guardianship or conservatorship or, you know, getting a power of attorney. It's meant to indicate as a screen, if you will, that something is amiss and we need to sort of turf this upstairs a bit to really figuring out what's going on, because many of the things that cause impaired decision-making ability in older and younger people are treatable. You know, a drug that's having a cognitive side effect, a thyroid disease, any number of things. And that's what we geriatricians are in the business of ferreting out.
But you've written a book about the following. You've thought a lot about this. It's not the Adult Protective Services person's job or even your job as a geriatrician to stop people from doing what they want with their resources, as long as their brain is working reasonably.
That is correct. I am in the business of honoring patient preferences, even if it means people discounting my medical advice, ranging from take your insulin to don't smoke two packs of cigarettes a day at 86. And if people have the cognitive ability to make those decisions, they can. Now, look, I've been accused, that we're discriminating against older people. After all, younger people have a right to make decisions. Why aren't we going after them? I believe this tool might be useful in younger patients with other kinds of mental illness that's impairing decision-making ability. But I will tell you, David, that getting old can be hard, but getting old without money is really hard. And there's a huge amount of data that suggests that these social forces in medicine, food insecurity, poverty, really overwhelm what I do as a physician. And so my job becomes much harder when the horse has left the barn, if you will.
Now, on this Interview for Decisional Abilities system that you and your colleague came up with, I mean, how long does it take to get your head around this?
The training involves both a curriculum in which you asynchronously, that is on your own time, take in the information, And then in a synchronous live version on Zoom, you learn the technique, display what you've learned, role play, and then you bring it into the field and come back yet again to determine how you did. So this is not something you can learn in a few minutes. It is not something meant to replace a psychiatrist's evaluation if needed. It is not a simple tool. It's not a depression or anxiety questionnaire you fill out. It's a skill, a valuable skill. And the reports we're getting from the folks who do this work is they feel it's up their game.
So what do you figure? Is it a couple weeks of homework and then the live Zoom, something like that?
Yeah, it's 10 to 20 hours of training and then 2 or 3 hour Zoom class, reflection going out, using the tool and coming back. Really a small investment to really protect the rights and dignity of older people.
Mark Lax, Chief of Geriatrics and Palliative Medicine at Weill Cornell Medicine and Director of Geriatrics at New York Presbyterian Healthcare System. Always good to talk to you.
David, thank you. And thanks for shedding a light on this incredibly important topic that's really been overlooked.